Turning overseas now, and civilians in Raqqa, the former capital of the so-called Islamic State group, are returning to find the city littered with explosives. The UN says at least 200 people have been killed or injured by IS mines in the 2 months since US-backed militias defeated the extremists. Middle East correspondent Matt Brown reports from Raqqa.
Beside a bullet-riddled building with the bombed-out grain silos of North Raqqa just up the road, they are the unsung heroes in the battle for Raqqa, and a day with them offers a chilling insight into the dark heart of the city. The team's equipped with metal detectors, but they're soon abandoned. There's so much metal debris and shrapnel on the ground, they're next to useless. Team leader Abdul Hamid Ayah is painfully aware of the dangers they face. After three of our colleagues were killed by mines, we decided we couldn't do this job anymore, he says. But after a few days, we decided to continue on their path because they devoted their souls and they were martyred to protect the civilians. The team sets off down an unmarked road, using just their eyes and common sense to detect the threat. Everyone falls quiet. They have no protective gear. When they spot a mine, they know it could be booby-trapped to kill anyone trying to move it. So they uncoil a length of rope with a metal hook to pull it away from its resting place. In just half an hour, the team returns with 8 massive mines. They're filled with explosive powder, topped with mass-produced plastic carry handles, and faced with hundreds of ball bearings. They're connected to lengths of what's known as crush cable, a thin wire that triggers the bomb when stepped on or driven over. Some are triggered by movement sensors, like those used to switch on a light outside a house. Some of the explosives in Raqqa are sure to be unexploded bombs dropped by the US-led coalition, but the vast majority have been left behind by IS. The UN says at least 200 civilians have been killed or injured by improvised devices since IS was forced out of the city 2 months ago. And Abdul Hamid Ayah says he has no doubt civilians are their target.
When we're searching, we think like IS and look in the most sensitive places, he says. For example, IS fighters were placing mines inside baby toys and fridges and under pillows and carpets.
Each day in Raqqa, we've heard the telltale booms in the distance. The casualties are rushed through streets piled high on each side with the broken concrete of artillery and airstrikes. The victims we saw lay in pools of their own blood in the back of small trucks as they sped towards a first aid clinic. Ismail Hussein Rasul was one of their rescuers. I was laying cement and suddenly we heard the explosion, he said. We ran towards them and there was smoke and noise. We removed 2 guys and people told us there were more. After we rescued them, they became unconscious. As the men are carried into the clinic, an earlier casualty is carried out, a revolving door of the dead and the maimed. Aid groups cite explosives as one reason they won't enter the city. Even some of the D-miners are reluctant to get into the dense, rubble-filled backstreets, and many more civilians are sure to die from this deadly legacy of IS. This is Matt Brown in Raqqa for AM.